Our great grandmothers were usually knowledgeable and adept at fermenting foods. That is, allowing microbes to grow on food, thereby keeping foods such as vegetables, fruits, and meats from spoiling, while increasing the nutritional value of the food and providing you with beneficial probiotic microbes. They may not have appreciated these benefits, but surely at least knew that it was a useful method of preserving food without refrigeration. Modern processed foods, widespread availability of home refrigeration, and convenience caused most of us to abandon this practice. But it represents yet another mistake we've made in healthy eating, coupled with blundering dietary guidelines, exploitative practices, and ignorance or indifference of food manufacturers. Despite all this, wife and mother, Donna Schwenk, struggled with health issues of her own and that of her family. 22 years ago, she stumbled on the idea of creating fermented vegetables. Adopting them into her lifestyle and that of her family, she witnessed transformations, dramatic transformations in health. Donna has become a vocal advocate for the fermenting lifestyle and shares her wisdom in her culturedfoodlife.com website, loaded with recipes and wisdom on how to put fermented foods to work to restore your emotional and physical health. In this episode of the Defiant Health Podcast, Donna shares some of the most recent lessons she's learned through her fermenting projects. Later in the podcast, let's talk about Defiant Health's sponsors that include Paleo Valley, who provides fermented grass-fed beef sticks, bone broth protein rich in collagen, organic super greens, and low-carb superfood bars, and now 100% grass-fed and finished pastured meats. And our newest sponsor, BiotaQuest, who provides unique probiotics, such as Sugar Shift to support healthy blood sugars, and Simple Slumber to assist in obtaining healthy sleep. Probiotics crafted with the unique property of combining synergistic microbes. Donna, thank you once again for always coming back and telling us all the things you've been learning. Every time I talk to you, I learn half a dozen new things. Do you have anything on the top of your mind right now that you've been playing with?
Well, I've learned, you know, I've been making the L-Reuteri yogurt for a while now. A couple of things that I think I've told you this before that I think is something kind of new. We have found that when you make subsequent batches and you're using the yogurt as a starter, that sometimes it gets extra sour tasting and it'll start to separate more. And what we found is if you cut back on the prebiotic, whether it's we have a Prebio Plus that we sell or inulin or potaste or whatever it is, cut that in half or cut it all the way down to like a quarter and it'll calm down. I think it's just, it's proliferating so fast and creating such a high CFU count. That's why it gets so sour. And so, because it's getting stronger. I think it's getting stronger. So we have found that when people cut back on that to like one tablespoon instead of two, it calms it down. You're still getting high counts, but we're actually going to test that too. But I think it helps it to keep it from separating into curds and whey too. So,
you know, those of you who are listening via an audio podcast, you can't appreciate just how incredible Donna looks. And I don't want to embarrass you, Donna, but I hadn't seen you in about a year. And in the year since you've folded Rotary into all your fermentation projects, your skin and your facial features have so dramatically changed. Tell us about the other changes you've experienced and what people have perceived in your changes.
Well, one of the things that I think is helpful, and I think it's not only helpful for my body, but for my skin, and that is I've always kind of lifted weights, and I was able to double the amount of weight I was doing with zero recovery time. And of course, that creates hormones because you're telling your body you want to stay young. So that creates more of a youthful appearance. But the fact that I didn't have any recovery time was just phenomenal. And I've seen so many changes in my strength, my energy level, the sleep. Oh, goodness gracious. My sleep is fabulous and has been for over a year. There's been so many changes in my husband. He's more youthful. He thinks he's a stud now more than he did before. His testosterone levels have increased. And at first he just thought it was him. And I said, how much yogurt have you been taking? And he was like, oh yeah. So he tested it. I said, back off from it, see what happens. And, you know, he felt a little bit different, but I do think, and this is, you know, this is a pretty new thing we're doing. I do think there's a lasting effect from it. I don't seem to need as much as I used to. I took it every day, almost every day for about a year. And now I don't seem to need that as much. All of the stuff stays, all the benefits I'm getting, having a couple times a week, 2-3 times a week. So I think it took a while to get a good base going. And what I've seen with people who have things like SIBO, some candida overgrowth and things like that, at about 3 months of taking it all the time, that's when I really saw things change. I get a lot of emails from people saying the SIBO went away, but it took some time. Their sleep got better. And initially, some people, not everybody, but some people in the beginning, you know how you say it creates oxytocin? Well, some people in the beginning had a little bit of the opposite effect, and then they got the oxytocin. And I think I read an article that you wrote about that. Can you explain that? What that effect is? I think you called it the Frankenstein effect. Was that it? Is that what you called it? I can't remember that article.
The other aspect to at least the 6475 strain of Roteri that is known to provoke oxytocin release in the brain, the other, I think, major, it has many other effects, but one of the major effects is its peculiar capacity to colonize the small intestine, which is uncommon. Most microbes don't colonize the small intestine. They just pass through. Like most of our fermenting microbes, like Lugansdok and Pediococcus, they just pass through and still exert all kinds of great effects.
Right.
But Roteri is unique in that it will stay put in the small intestine, as well as the mouth, esophagus, stomach, and colon. Mm-hmm. But in the small intestine, it takes up residence and produces up to 4 bactericins, natural antibiotics, especially effective against fecal microbes, like the E. coli's and the Salmonella's and the Campylobacter's of the world. That is the species of SIBO that you know a lot about. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're seeing a slow. So I was not convinced that it was a sufficient or adequate response to getting rid of a solution to SIBO. And that's why I combined it originally with Gasseri, strain of Gasseri, also an upper GI colonizer and bactericin producer, and with strain of Bacillus coagulans. But as you point out, I'm like you, I'm seeing more people who just do the Roteri yogurt, maybe because they want smoother skin or be more youthful. But then they say, you know what? All my gas, diarrhea, and bloating is now gone. All my malabsorption is gone. All my anxiety is gone. All the kinds of phenomena with SIBO. I wonder if they're experiencing, therefore, a little die-off at the start.
Yeah, because I've gotten a lot of emails from people who've had SIBO eradicated just with Roteri. And I was really surprised. It takes about 3-4 months. And I told you this earlier in a podcast you did for me where my daughter had terrible sinus problems, like always stuffy noses, always had trouble breathing. And that's been going on for years. And she's 20, 21. I think she's 21. And that's been going on since she was young. And since she started taking out Roteri, it's all gone, which makes me think that it might have been candida because I know it can live up there in the sinuses. She doesn't have, and it went away so gradually and so naturally that she didn't notice it happened. Until one day she kind of got a cold and was like, oh, this is what it was like all the time, you know? And I wonder, this is just my trying to figure stuff out things, not really for sure. But I do think she had something living up in there, candida, or something that was causing a lot of the sinus problem. And it's gone. And it's been gone for 8-9 months.
That's great.
That's exciting. I don't know. I mean, the only thing she's really done different has been the Roteri and the Gasseri, but mostly the Roteri. That's the thing she's been the most consistent at.
Have you seen other changes in her health?
Yes, actually quite a bit. The oxytocin seemed to really calm her down. She gets anxiety sometimes. She's young and she's got a lot of, things going on. But that Roteri, and we see it pretty dramatically if she stops taking it, that she'll have those worried thoughts, those circular thoughts at night that keep you up because you start thinking about them. But if she takes Roteri and she takes kefir with it too, it just calms it all down and just stops that. They call it circular thing where you keep thinking about one thought and it just keeps going over and over and you can't go to sleep. And I do think that she's really, I've really noticed a calmness in her that she had not had before. She was a worrier. She's a natural worrier. She's like my mom. And she's so much better now. She's happier. And it's funny. I've seen that in all of my family. At first, my other daughter, who's 38, I think, she was fighting me on it. I don't know about this. And so one day she came over to me and she said, okay, I don't want you to tell me that you told me so, but you were right. Because she was having trouble sleeping. She said, I sleep better. I feel better. I do think it's salrutiri. I think it's really helping me. I've seen it in everybody in my family. Slight changes. Do you know what I'm saying? Not slight, actually big changes. And the reason I know that it works is because they keep taking it and I don't have to convince them. If they do it on their own, if like my husband gets up in the morning and takes Ruderite and I don't have to make it for him or tell him he needs to take it, then it's helping him enough that he'll do that. That's what happens with all my foods. But honestly, I just didn't expect this to happen quite dramatically as it has happened. The emails I get are astounding. The people that have had increased muscle growth, people who've had increased testosterone levels who are older. So many people are really finding some help when they were having diminished things. But I was reading an article, I think it was might be one you wrote, that they discovered L-Ruderi. Do you know what year the guy discovered it? I think he named it after himself, didn't he?
1962. And yeah, other people named it for him. Yeah.
Oh, they did. So I think we've been missing this strain for a long time because then antibiotics kill it. And then how would you restore it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Donnie, you're such a keen observer. I'm always impressed just how good you are at putting two and two together and making unique observations. But you're exactly right. In 1962, Dr. Gerhard Reuter in Germany isolated it from breast milk of a German woman. He made this observation too. That's interesting, Donna. He said that over the ensuing 40 years of his academic microbiology career, he found it increasingly difficult every year to find it again. Even though in the beginning it was easy to find in stool and breast milk and other places, that towards the end of his career, he said it was really difficult to find, consistent with what is the published evidence where people have looked at average people's microbiomes, and there's no Ruderi. And of course, what I find remarkable is that if we look at the microbiomes of indigenous hunter-gatherer populations,
they have it, people, right?
Yeah, unexposed to antibiotics, they all have it, as do almost, well, virtually, you know, all mammals have it. Deer, zebra.
Right. There are different strains, though, right? That animals have
different strains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people write me and ask me if they can give their animals that. And I'm like, I don't think so, because they have different strains than we do. And I just, at this point, I don't think that's a good idea to you to, I don't know if it would hurt them, but.
You know, it's probably safe, but we can't say, because yeah. As you know, each strain adapts to its host.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company who actually commercialized a dog Ruderi, and they believe they're seeing some of the same effects, but that, to my knowledge, has not been cross species studies are far few and far between, so really don't know. But you're right. In an ideal world, we get strains that are adapted to the host species. You know, you really are such a great observer. Have you noticed? So, yeah, of course, listeners should know, because these are my listeners most. Your listeners all know that Donna Schwenk is the queen of fermentation. But a lot of my listeners may not know that. And so Donna starts this with 22 years, right, experience in fermentation. Could you, because some of my listeners won't be familiar with your work, you want to just kind of give us an overview of what you've been learning these last 22 years?
Well, I started out with kefir, which is, you know, got 50 plus different strains in it. Some of them are transient, so they don't last very long, but some of them do. But I started drinking that 22 years ago. And actually, I gave it to my daughter, who was young, and she was struggling. She was premature, but she was about 10 months old. And I started giving her just a little, like a spoonful. And I just saw such dramatic changes in her, and I was taking it too. And at that time, part of the reason that I'd had her early was because I had all kinds of health problems, high blood pressure, gestational diabetes that came back and became regular diabetes. I have a lot of that in my family. I have a lot of type 1, type 2. So I know the effects of diabetes on the body. And I was devastated. I was going to do anything I could, which, you know, most type 2 diabetes is very, you know, fixable with diet and exercise. And so I started taking kefir and I noticed that my blood sugars got better and better and got into the normal range, and so did my blood pressure. And I didn't know what had happened to me. And I didn't know why my young daughter was just, her skin was glowing. She was sleeping through the night. She was feeling better. So that just started me on a journey to figure out what this bacteria had done to me, because there wasn't very much research. There wasn't very much stuff on it. And I would just stay up at nights, because I had to get up a lot at night to feed her. And I would stay up at nights and research. And one by one, I started finding these fermented foods, and problems were starting to go away in myself, my family. And I was so grateful, because I had felt so bad. And I felt years younger. I've all my problems were going away, and it was just food. It was shocking to me. And it just, I started to slowly tell my friends because they thought I was nuts, but their kids got better and they got better, and it just snowballed. And for 10 years, I just told my friends, and everybody was wanting me to do something with them. And I was like, no, I don't want to. Finally, I just got so overwhelmed with so many people asking me to do stuff that I started a website and I wrote a book really with my heels dragging. And before I knew it, people just needed the information. And I was the messenger. The foods speak for themselves, but I have such a grateful heart for what these foods have done for me and for what the bacteria in my life. I mean, we're more bacteria than cells in our body. Although now there's studies saying that they're not quite sure that's true. But I know that the bacteria does so much for us because it changed my whole life. And it changed all my friends' lives and my family. And, you know, 22 years later, I've still been doing it every day because I never want to go back to that other life. And I thought I had a lot of it figured out until you started talking about L-Ruteride. I was like, he can't possibly do that. And I was wrong. It was the biggest shock in the last 22 years. And I'm like, well, what other strains are we missing? Do you know what I mean? Because I couldn't believe the difference. I feel really good. But when I took L-Ruteride, I felt fantastic. And I was like, what is happening to me? And that's just one strain. So anyway, fast forward a year, maybe a year and a half later that I've been doing this. It's really rocked my world. I'm very grateful to have found the information through you. And it's just so exciting to see so many people getting better from it, because there's some problems out there with SIBO and things that people couldn't address. I mean, couldn't fix. And this has been a great help to so many.
The Defiant Health Podcast is sponsored by Paleo Valley, makers of delicious grass-fed beef sticks, healthy snack bars, and other products. We are very picky around here and insist that any product we consider has no junk ingredients like carrageenan, carboxymethyl cellulose, sucralose, and of course, no added sugars. And all Paleo Valley products contain no gluten nor grains. In fact, I find Paleo Valley products among cleanest in their category. One of the habits I urge everyone to get into is to include at least one, if not several, servings of fermented foods per day in their lifestyles. Unlike nearly all other beef sticks available, Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are all naturally fermented, meaning they contain probiotic bacterial species. And now Paleo Valley is expanding their Wild Pastures program that provides 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, pastured beef and pastured chicken and pork, raised without herbicides or pesticides. And they just added wild-caught seafood caught from the waters of Bristol Bay, Alaska. Among their other new products are pasture-raised, fermented pork sticks, chocolate-flavored grass-fed bone broth protein, and grass-fed organ complex in capsule form, and new essential electrolytes in powder form to add to potassium and magnesium intake, available in orange, lemon, and melon flavors. Listeners to the Defiant Health Podcast receive a 15% discount by going to paleovalley.com/defiant health. And I'd like to welcome Defiant Health's newest sponsor, BiotaQuest. I've had numerous conversations with BiotaQuest founders, Martha Carlin and academic microbiologist, Dr. Raul Cano. They have formulated unique synergistic probiotic products that incorporate what are called collaborative or guild effects. That is, groups of microbes that collaborate with each other via specific metabolites, potentially providing synergistic benefits. They have designed their Sugar Shift probiotic to support healthy blood sugars, Simple Slumber to support sleep, Ideal Immunity to support a healthy immune response, Heart Centered that supports several aspects of heart health, an antibiotic antidote designed to support recovery of the gastrointestinal microbiome after a course of antibiotics. The BiotaQuest probiotics are, I believe, among the most effective of all probiotic choices for specific health effects. Enter the discount code UNDOC15, UNDOC, all caps, 15, for a 15% discount for Defiant Health listeners. Do you have a routine you follow with your fermentation?
Yeah, I mean, I make kefir daily. I do. I have grains, but I also have a product called Easy Kefir, which I also make. So I have both of them because we all drink so much of it. I usually have a smoothie every morning. I usually put some L-Reuteri in it, and I put kefir and frozen fruit, and I put a little collagen in there and some red phenol powder, which is just ground up berries. I do that every day. I don't put L-Reuteri in every day like I used to. I do it probably 2-3 times a week. I don't need as much as I used to. And so I do that. But I have a smoothie every single day almost. Maybe sometimes on the weekends I'll miss a day. But for the most part, you know, I will change it up a little bit. I don't always put I don't know if you're familiar with the red phenol powders, but they're berries that are concentrated to a powder, apple peel powder, cranberries, blueberries, strawberries. And they're so powerful, not just for your microbiome, but for so many things, heart health, everything. And I saw a real increase in energy when I started doing that, but I don't do that every day. I only do that, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. I don't really like to do something every day except for kefir. I do that almost every day. And I've been doing that for so long because I don't even have to do it every day because I think I've done it long enough, but I just feel better when I do. And it's fast food. It's like, takes me 2 minutes to make it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's the perfect breakfast. I just don't have time. Kombucha also, we make that. And I have cultured vegetables, but I don't have to make them all the time because they last so long in the fridge. Kombucha takes like a week and a half to make. Cultured vegetables, I probably make them once a month because I make a big batch, maybe once every 2 months because it will last 9 months in your fridge. I just made some yogurt this morning or last night that cooled and we had it for breakfast. And that was a yogurt plus starter that I sell that has Bifido in it. And I made some homemade lemon curd that was sugar-free that I put in there with blueberries. That was breakfast this morning. My son was going to work and he said, can I have one of those? Because I got a new yogurt maker and they make them in these like 13.5 ounce jars from Lavelli. I just love it. So I wanted to try it. But that's pretty standard for me and my whole house. I mean, we have a lot of fermented foods. So not a lot like daily, but everybody eats them pretty consistently. So that's kind of our routine.
One of the comments you made about a year ago when I last talked to you was your experience with the fermented foods and food poisoning. Could you share that?
Oh, that is one of my biggest emails that I get from people. Okay, so in the very beginning, I started with kefir and then I had made some cultured vegetables. I didn't know that much about them, but I'd heard they were good. So I stuck them in the back of my fridge and I didn't even eat them. And we had gone out to dinner. This was 20 some years ago. We'd gone out to dinner and we'd had artichoke dip and it was bad. There was something, we all got poisoning from it. And I was pretty sick. I felt delirious and I was falling in and out of sleep. And in the dream, I was dreaming and I was dreaming about chickens of all things. And when I woke up, I thought, what in the world was I dreaming about chickens? And I thought about, that was around the time the bird flu happened. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. That thing. And there was all these studies on them that they had given the chickens like kimchi or cultured vegetables. And they found that Lactobacillus plantarum had destroyed the poisons in them and made the chickens better. So I could barely walk because I was so sick. So I dragged myself to the kitchen and found that jar of cultured vegetables in the back of the fridge and swigged it. I didn't even get a spoon because I was so sick. I swigged some juice. I didn't even eat the vegetables. I just took the juice. And I kid you not, 20 minutes later, I felt completely normal. I was in the kitchen doing dishes and everybody else was still in bed. And one by one, I gave it to them and they got better. And that made me start researching it. There's all kinds of research that it helps with any kind of intestinal issue. But I have gotten, hundreds of emails from people who've had the same effect, cultured vegetables, and just the juice, just a spoonful of the juice. And it is fast. It works. It's fantastic. I guess they're doing some things in Africa. They're putting that particular bacteria in some porridge because it's helping with food poisonings and things like that. Keeping down the bacteria that are harmful. And there's a lot of research. I have quite a bit of research on it. But and you know what? What is there on the market that really works very well for food poisoning? There really isn't a whole lot of things you can take, you know, without a doctor's prescription. But this stuff, if you have a jar in your fridge, which can last 9 months and it's just vegetables, you take a spoonful of that juice, it is powerful. And I've had this happen with my family probably 4 or 5 times. It's worked with somebody either getting a gastrointestinal, any kind of virus or something like that, that has really upset their stomach, and it will calm it down, stop the vomiting, stop the, I've seen it work with asthma attacks. I've seen it work with so many, these are emails too, but I've seen it work with so many, it just stops it dead in its tracks. It is absolutely amazing. Get cultured vegetables at your health food store now in the refrigerator sections. But that is, it's a naturally occurring bacteria that occurs when you ferment vegetables. And we have a starter culture that makes it even stronger, so it lasts longer in your fridge. And you just make a jar, and if you got it in your fridge, you got a remedy. So
are do you prefer starter cultures, or are you happy with some of the microbes resident on the surface naturally? Or both?
Some of them work good. It just depends on how old the culture is. The reason I like the starter culture is because it stays at a very high level. And we tested that at Cutting Edge Cultures. They tested that the culture stays at a very high level with lactobacillus, pyeterum in it for long, long periods, whereas the other ones diminish rather quickly because they run out of food. And so the bacteria diminishes, where the ones with the starter culture stay very high. We even have a little graph on the back of our thing. And I have found, like, my web manager's little girl got sick and she got some cultured vegetable from the store. And I said, do you have any in your fridge? He goes, well, we have some carrots that we fermented with the thing. The one from the store didn't really knock out the vomiting, but the ones he had made homemade did, because it was stronger and they had recently made it. But I've had it be in the fridge for a long time, and a month, and it still works to really, you know what? You ever get that where you have diarrhea and you're vomiting, you can't stop? That stops it. So it seems to just stop it dead in its tracks. And it's kind of cool how it works in the body. It's a transient bacteria, so it doesn't last super long. But what it does is it won't let the pathogens adhere to the side, the walls, you know, the mucosal lining, won't let it attach. It'll attract it to it, acting like it's its friend, steal its metabolites. And then in 3 days, it'll exit the body and take those pathogens with it. So it's a very interesting bacteria, how it works. So it acts like a friend, but it's a foe. So it's kind of cool how it keeps you healthy, you know? And so they were naturally occurring in cultured vegetables. The only thing is it doesn't last as long if you don't use a culture, and you need to use a lot of salt to drop the pH to make the fermentation safe.
You have vegetables that you prefer that are more fermentation friendly?
Cabbage is fabulous. Right now, I made some blueberry cabbage. So I throw blueberries in there with the green cabbage. And I think I put some, I can't remember if I put, I put something else in there. I put some seasonings in there, let it ferment for 6 days. And it tastes like a mouthful of blueberries when you eat it. You don't use a lot, but it flavors the cabbage. It's absolutely delicious. And the juice is just as powerful as the cabbage itself. Now, when you ferment cabbage has 60, raw cabbage has 60 milligrams of vitamin C per cup. When you ferment it, it has 700 milligrams of vitamin C. So it's fabulous for like seasonal allergies, asthma, things like that, because the body's always needing extra vitamin C because, you know, it goes away so fast. Cultured vegetables just skyrocket. The B vitamins as well. Folic acid goes through the roof. It's really kind of cool how it increases the vitamins during fermentation. And that's well documented. It's very interesting. And it also makes the food safe. It keeps out pathogens because the large amount of good bacteria keep out all the pathogens. And it also, one of the coolest things that this bacteria does is diminish pesticides and chemicals. And in 5 to 6 days, 90% of them are gone just through the process of fermentation. So think about that. If you eat that, it helps you do that too. It gives you that bacteria that can degrade heavy chemicals, pesticide inside of you and the foods that you eat that keeps you healthy. So it's kind of a win-win.
I know you have a deep history with fermentation project. Have you ventured into fermentation of meat or cheeses?
I've done a lot of cheese, but I haven't done meat. I've had a lot of people ask me about that, but that's like really a lot of it is lack of time. Do you know what I'm saying? That's one more thing I got on my plate to do. Do you know what I'm saying? So plus I know a lot of people who do it. There's a book out on it. I think somebody in Washington wrote one that's right. I think they sell meats. Do you know of that? There's somebody that does it. And I think there's a book out on it. Some people do it, but I have not done that.
I haven't either. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it bothers me just a little. I'm not ready for that. Although I know they do it in Alaska. I know they bury things in the ground and ferment them for long periods of time, and it's a delicacy, but I don't know. I'm not ready for that one. I do cheeses a lot. I make hard and soft cheeses. I make cheeses all the time. And you're just simply draining out the whey out of the yogurt. El Ruderi makes a wonderful cheese. I've got a recipe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good. And I just, you just strain out the whey. You can put it in a, you know, get a strainer and put a coffee filter in it, pour the Ruderi in it, and then cover it and sit in your fridge for like a day, and all the whey will strain out. And you get a cheese, a soft, like kind of like a cream cheese, maybe a little bit firmer, depending on how long you ferment it. You can do that with kefir. You can do that with all the different yogurts. And I do it all the time. I love the cheeses that I make because I'll use them in things that requires more of a, anything that requires cream cheese. I use kefir cheese or yogurt cheese. It works the same. So, and it's just a great way to get probiotics. I made an icebox pie the other day with El Ruderi that had like, it was delicious, and it was just, I used El Ruderi cheese in it, and it made a wonderful pie. I had strawberries and just something that I didn't have to bake in the oven. So for, you know, summertime. So
all you did was strain it in the refrigerator for 24 hours and you got a soft cheese out of it?
Yeah. And you can strain it for longer and get a hard cheese. And you can also, I also have some contraptions that will press it down. I have a link to this one cheesemaker called Kefirco. They make a good one that has a spring in it. You pour the cheese in there and it has a spring on top and it will press down on the cheese and make more of a semi-hard cheese. And the longer you let it strain, you can keep it in your fridge, the more firm the cheese gets. It makes a really lovely cheese.
What a terrific idea, Donna. I'm going to put that in my blog and attribute to you.
Yeah, it's really good. And I can give you, I've got all these recipes that are free on my site for that.
Oh, great.
You can see it. And it makes it, it's really fun to do. And it's really not that time consuming. I mean, it just sticks in your fridge until it drains all the whey. And the whey is good for other things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can use the whey for other things, but it's kind of fun to do.
Oh, you mean like using it as a starter culture for other fermentations?
Yeah, you can make like a, you can use part of that to make, I haven't tried this though. Sometimes, usually whey, like kefir whey, you can make a soda with it. I haven't tried it with the yogurt because I don't know that it has enough good yeast in it to make a bubbly soda, but you can use it. Like anything that you would put water in a recipe, you can just use the whey. And then you have a lot of vitamins and minerals that you normally wouldn't get in water, and it really doesn't taste any different. And so I do that. I put it in my smoothies. I do a lot. I think I have a blog that says 20 UAs to use your extra whey.
Hmm.
So I never throw it out.
Don't you cringe, Donna, to think what our lives would be like if you and I hadn't stumbled on these sorts of lessons?
Oh, goodness. I wouldn't be who I am. I really worried about that because I had a daughter to raise. And I was like, when I had all these problems, I was 41 and now I'm 63, but I wasn't doing very good. And I knew it. And I knew what my life was going to be like because I had, you know, I had a lot of a knowledge about it. And I had to find a way to feel better for my daughter because she was a baby. And you know what's really cool about that is that I did all of this to help her and it turned around and saved me. So that was really cool for me because I did it from a mother's love. You know what I mean? Because I wanted her, because she was a preemie. She was born like 3 pounds. And that was because I was having all these problems. My liver was shutting down. It was not good. And I was really scared. I'm like, I'm 41 years old and I have this child to raise. And I used to tell this story. And when she's 20, I'm going to be 60. And now I'm 63. And that's already happened. I was like, oh, that's happened. I can't tell that story anymore. But like, what a blessing that sickness was for me. What a blessing those ailments were. It caused me to look for answers that I otherwise wouldn't have found. And it's changed everybody. So
you know, it's a shame. It was podcast. The listeners can't, because if they see you say I'm 63 and they say, oh, come on, you're exaggerating. You're not 63 because you do not look 63, Donna.
Oh, well, honestly, though, I feel better than I did in my 20s.
Yeah,
because I wasn't healthy. I didn't feel good in my 20s and 30s and 40s. But once I found these foods and started, you know, it's really funny too, because before I got pregnant in my 40s, I was running like 5 miles a day and I was on the fat-free diet craze that just so messed up my triglycerides because I was eating a lot of simple sugars And I thought, so proud of myself, because I thought, I'm running 5 miles a day. I'm sure my cholesterol is so, it was awful. It was terrible. I was horrified. I was like, what am I doing wrong? You know what I mean? And that was when I really delved into health and I started feeling better. And then I got pregnant. And so then that took me downhill for a while. But after that came, then my whole world turned upside down with this little baby that's now 22. Yeah, she's 22. So what a difference it made for me to understanding is a lot. You know, I mean, I like learning stuff. I really enjoy. I have a lot of medical people in my family. So I really enjoy the banter that we have, the things we talk about. My sister's a scientist, my brother-in-law is an MD, and my other sister's a nurse. But I really enjoy learning how it all works. But when I realized that most doctors only get like a couple of weeks in nutrition, I knew that that was a really key component, because the body's made up of what we eat, right? And it's made up of microbes that are outnumbering our cells. And there's some significant things going on that we don't know about, you know? I wanted to know why I had high blood pressure, why everybody in my family had high blood pressure. I wanted to know why. It wasn't simply medicate me. I wanted to know what was going on. What was causing that? And I figured it out. Do you know what I'm saying? What was causing the diabetes? What could I do? And one by one, those problems went away and I started living like never before, you know? And when you feel good, you cannot keep it inside. It just spills out of you because you want other people to feel good too, because you know what it's like to be there. And when I began to help people, because I really felt a lot of compassion for them because I knew what it was like to suffer. I wasn't really living. I was laying on the couch, just getting through the day.
I learned my lessons the hard way, just like you did too. A very similar experience, minus the baby.
Yeah,
I gained a bunch of, I went low fat vegetarian. And of course, this is way before any thought of the microbiome or fermentation was part of the conversation.
Me too.
But yeah. I became a type. So I'm like you. I was jogging 3 to 5 miles several times a week, biking, playing tennis. This is my 30s. And my belly grew big. I became a type 2 diabetic, hypertensive, triglycerides 390, HDL 27. Oodles of small LDL particles. And like you, I felt off. I'm like, what? How can this be? I'm on a perfect diet, vegetarian, low fat. Mm-hmm. So we all had to make that mistake. And you know what helps me, Donna, is despite all this and the huge experience and the published evidence that low fat diets are destructive, we still have agencies that have not retracted that message and not apologized for the huge blunders they've made. I don't think we're ever going to hear the USDA or the American Heart Association, or the American Diabetes Association, or the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I don't think they're ever going to say, hey, you know what? Given the most recent evidence over the past 30 years, we made a big mistake. And our advice contributed to the worldwide epidemics of obesity and type 2 diabetes and other health conditions. And we're sorry. We take it all back. I don't think we're ever going to hear that.
We're not going to hear. And the funny thing was, you and I were both running. I was running 5 miles a day, and you were running 3 or 5, whatever. And it wasn't helping. I think exercise is extremely important, but it wasn't making the difference. I'm thankful we were doing that. We probably helping something, lead up some of those massive amounts of carbs I was eating that were, you know, spiking my blood sugars. But honestly, I didn't have enough information. I remember feeling so devastated because I thought I was doing so good. And he just looked at me. He goes, Donna, your triglycerides are like 400. And I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? So anyway, that was many, many years ago. And I feel better now than I ever did then.
Right. I know you're a fan of strength training, and you've been a keen observer at what's happened to your body composition. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, strength training, especially as you get older, I mean, you're losing muscle as you get older. And, you know, when you strength train, you create hormones. Your body has to create these hormones to build the muscle that tells your body to stay young, but it also makes you feel young. So everything starts to change because your strength training is building muscle and creating those hormones. And the L-reuteri takes away the after effect of the sore muscles. I don't know how it does that. But I have had so many people write on my forum, email me and say, I'm just not having the recovery time anymore. And that was one of the things my daughter noticed too, that she did not want to believe it, but she said, okay, I'm just not. Again, we used to have a lot of recovery time and we're just not anymore. I've had, and I shared this on another podcast, had a couple people write me they were young people who had had cancer and had chemo and it destroyed their testosterone in the men. And they wanted to have babies. And I guess when they give them supplemental testosterone and hormones to try to put those back in, but it wasn't really doing the job, but the L-Ruteri was doing the job and they couldn't, the doctor was like, wow, it's what we've seen is an increase in 50% in people who were deficient.
That's what I'm seeing too. Exactly. Yeah. What I'm seeing.
That's, but across the board, that's what everybody's telling me who's been tested is about 50%. And these are in people who, you know, are either deficient or older. I mean, it has been in actually different age groups, but it's been very helpful. And that's very helpful in bodybuilding.
I used to tell ladies, hey, if you're pregnant or having menstrual cycles, maybe you shouldn't do the Ruteri because we know that oxytocin increases uterine contraction.
Right.
That's why it's given to pregnant ladies to provoke delivery of a child.
Right.
Well, I kind of backed down on that when I started to think, well, you know what? We're all supposed to have Ruteri, pregnancy or not. Mm-hmm. What I don't know, of course, is should we give ladies who are pregnant or menstruate these super duper high numbers that we get right. with fermentation. But I had a bunch of young ladies say, hey, I did it anyway.
Well, my daughters had an interesting thing. When they first started it, they got more cramps. And then they got less after they kept taking. So I don't know what that means. But in the very beginning, I said, maybe this is the Ruteri doing this. Maybe you shouldn't take this during that. And they kept doing it. So, but then they kind of calmed down. So I don't know what that means, but it was the very beginning. Both of them did notice they had more cramps, but then.
Once again, just observation, something similar. I saw something similar. Ladies would tell me things like, I have very rough cycles, a lot of cramps, a lot of emotional lability, a lot of bleeding. And on the Ruteri, it's come back to almost nothing. I barely know I'm having my cycle. So it'd be really interesting to document that formally. But the other thing is, I talked to a lot of ladies in our age group in their 60s and 70s. And one time I asked, and it's embarrassing, I do a Zoom with about 80, 90 people every Wednesday night that you've been on there as a guest.
Yeah.
I asked them, what's happened to your libido? Of course, a bunch of hands go up. And people would say, actually said, oh, I had to cut back on the yogurt every second or third day because my partner couldn't accommodate my needs.
That's what happened to my husband. I was like, oh, he just thought it was him. He didn't know it was the yogurt until I told him. He's like, I saw a big increase. Well, okay, let me ask you this. So that's a sign for health, right? If a man has a good libido, right? That means he's got good blood flow. All of that. I mean, this is pretty personal, but I think that's a good thing, right? Because it shows that, and he did notice a big change. I noticed a big change and I noticed a change in myself. And he was telling me he was like a young man. I mean, he wasn't having that much trouble before, but good God, help us all. I mean, it's tremendous. So I'm thinking the testosterone went up. He's pretty healthy anyway, but I've seen a big change in him. And I've seen people have written on my forum and on my emails, they have seen that change. And a lot of them will say, well, some of them say, well, I've noticed the increase in oxytocin has really made a difference for me. And, you know, they don't really want to tell me why, but then they'll write me later and say, well, my libido really increased. And it makes me feel so much better. So it's pretty cute because it's, you know, I mean, we shouldn't worry about talking about it because it does indicate health. You know, that's an important thing. So especially as you get older, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's fun to have all this energy and to feel good and to, you know, want to do all the things like you were when you were younger. And that's what happened to me. So and that's happened to my husband and a lot of people write me. So I don't know what this is going to do when this goes out to the world, but it does work. I will tell you. So it really does. We tested it because my husband decreased it. And it got less, but it did make a big difference. I mean, we're getting really high counts of L-Ruteri in this yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's quite a lot. So anyway, that's just my experience. And you found that too with people that you've talked to too, right?
Yeah, a marked increase in libido and sexual performance. Yeah, which, you know, makes life richer and fun. You know, I hear a lot of people say things like, hey, I retired and saw my sex life completely fall apart. Well, you know, this is not a drug, right? It's not these nasty drugs. It's just
food.
What drug would increase love and empathy?
Right. And there's some, you know, there's drugs out there that do that, but it's just a wonderful thing to see it naturally, I mean, occur in the body, because our bodies are pharmaceutical factories. Do you know what I mean? And whether it's weightlifting or taking a Ruteri and increasing the bacteria, improving your microbiome, all of these things your body is doing, you know, by itself without you administrating a drug, just by eating some yogurt or whatever cultured food you have. And like, it's really funny because the more I do this, the younger I feel. I feel like I just got started. Everybody my age is retiring and I'm really seeing people deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I guess I'm not getting any of my Social Security benefits because I'm not planning on retiring. Do you know what I'm saying? What would I do? I would be bored because I have so much energy. Do you know what I'm saying? It would be, you know, I see all these people, they can't wait for it. But honestly, the one thing I want to tell people is that if you don't feel good, you do not know what you're missing. When you feel good, the world is your oyster. And there's, you know, the creativity and the fun and the energy that you can have, because your body's designed to heal you. You just have to take care of it, you know? And it's not like, I'm not going to the gym every day. That's not happening. But I'm going a couple of two, three times a week, maybe two. Okay. And it's just, and then I'm eating a lot of yogurt and kefir and other things. And it does matter what you eat. I mean, I'm not living on, I don't eat sugar. I don't, you know, maybe once in a great while, but I don't live, I eat pretty good, but I don't eat perfect all the time either. Do you know what I'm saying? But I do eat really well, but it's because it makes me feel young. I don't want to go be like some of those other people. I don't want to.
I hear you. Well, Don, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I always learn something new. My one regret about doing this in a podcast format is listeners can't see just how spectacular you look.
Mm.
You glow. You really do. You glow. You look many years younger than you are. I hope that alone is inspiration for people if they could see you. But
yeah.
I will try to post this as a video also, so people can see just how glorious you look. But Donna, once again, so if people just because these are my listeners, they may not be familiar with all the things you do online. Could you share if people want to see your recipes and some of your blog posts? Where do they go?
It's culturedfoodlife.com, or you can Google my name, Donna Schwenk, and it'll come up. And we have hundreds of recipes. We have a getting started on the menu. You'll see get started. You'll see a smiley pot. And if you click that, it is a drop-down menu and it tells you how to do all of these cultures for free. It's all there. It's a huge menu. It's got yogurt, it's kefir, kombucha, cultured vegetables, everything on there that you need to get started in how to make these foods. And it's all free. I have a membership site where we have extra stuff. We get free eBooks. We do discounts and we have forums and all kinds of a community. But what you really need to get started is all on my website for free. And I put it on there so you'll feel better. And I have products that we sell. We sell a starter for this yogurt that is fabulous for a whole bunch of different yogurts, Gasseri, Ruteri, Yogurt Plus. We have kefir, we have kombucha. We have all kinds of different things. We have a new kefir soda that's fabulous. That is a great replacement for pop. But we have all these things. And you just head over to my site. And if you can't afford things, it's very affordable. I find ways for you to do it. You can get cultures from friends or get a culture from the store and make it. I've got all different kinds of ways to do things to help you.
That's I've made the soda. It is wonderful.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I look forward to having it every day.
I do too. It's really fun. It's super bubbly. Is yours bubbly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one danger. You got to keep that. What I do, I just leave the cap on loosely.
Yeah.
Or you can buy those venting caps because it produces a huge amount of gas.
And that's Saccharomyces boulardii, which is one of the really good probiotic yeast. We put that in there to help people. That's like one of my favorite yeast ever. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have whole articles about that too. So all of these microbes that people don't know, they just don't know. And it seems overwhelming, but I promise you, it's not hard. It's just new. And I make it really easy because I was pretty sick and I didn't do things that were hard in the beginning.
That's your strength, Donna. You bring it down to earth and make it very accessible to people.
Yeah. So it's really fun and it's not hard. I got a lady that my daughters boyfriend's mom had gotten really sick. She just went on an Alaskan cruise, and she has been making kefir in a jar on the cruise in her cabin every day, because without it, she gets a lot of inflammation and she can't eat certain things. And if she can do it, and she was very against it, and now she says, I'm a believer. I drank the Kool-Aid. I believe it. And my whole body changed. She took it on the cruise with her. I was like, all right, we're good. It was great. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Donna. Always a pleasure.
You changed my life with El Rutera. I didn't know anything about it. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sharing that. That was.
And it shows, Donna. It shows.
Yeah. It's so much fun, too. Do you know what I'm saying? I really enjoy making it. So thank you again. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Donna.